Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Andrew Farley. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. If you have Bible questions or if there's some struggle that you're dealing with in everyday life, well, we invite you to call and speak directly with us right now. The number 844-322-2742. CSN and SiriusXM listeners, you can get your questions to us by voicemail at the same number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. But call now because it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And Andrew, it's great to have you with me today. Welcome.
Hey, great to be with you, Bob. Today I wanted to open the program to talk a little bit about Colossians chapter 2. This, to me, Bob, is one of the most powerful scriptures in all of the New Testament. Paul says, don't be tricked. Don't let anybody take you captive. Don't be duped. Don't be fooled by philosophy, empty deception, the tradition of men, the principles of this world, rather than according to Christ. So the first thing he says is, watch out for what sounds good. Watch out for what is human tradition. Watch out for people who say, well, we've always done it this way, or we've always believed this way, or this is popular opinion. And Paul says, watch out for that, because if it's not about Jesus, if it's not Christ-centered, then it's likely not the truth that will set you free. And he goes on here and he says, in him you've been made complete. He says you've been circumcised spiritually, you've been buried with Christ, and you've been raised to newness of life with Christ. And so he's saying, hey, you've had something incredible happen to you at the core of your being. You've been made alive together with Christ. He's forgiven you all your sins. So let's take a minute to think about all the popular messages out there that might contradict this. I mean, here Paul is saying you've been forgiven of all your sins. Well, it's very popular, Bob, for people to say, oh, yeah, you've been forgiven for some of your sins. You've been forgiven of the small sins, but if you do something big, so it's the small sins or the occasional sins, but not the frequent sins, not the forgotten sins, not the unconfessed sins. And so we start labeling and categorizing the sins we've committed, and then you come back. You come back to this powerful passage in Colossians 2, and it doesn't categorize anything. It simply says he has forgiven us all our sins. So while it may be traditional, while it may be popular to believe that you're only forgiven for some of your sins, or that it's your job to get more forgiven and stay more forgiven, well, my friend, Jesus has done it all. And that's the message that Paul has to say here. And then lastly, as this amazing chapter closes out, Bob, it says, if you've died with Christ, then why are you being a sucker for the sales pitch of rules-based religion? Now, here's how Paul puts it. He says, you submit yourself to rules, do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. These have the appearance of wisdom, but they lack any value in restraining the flesh. So, look, it's so tempting, it's tradition, it's popular to try to look to a bunch of rules to get right and stay right with God. But here Paul says, don't be a sucker for that sales pitch. Don't be duped. Don't be tricked, even though it's popular opinion, even though it's religious, even though the majority out there might push you toward it. You be Jesus-focused. You be Christ-centered. You be rooted and grounded in him, because it's not about rules. It's about letting Jesus Christ rule.
Absolutely. Great admonition, Andrew. Andrew Farley joining me. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We would love to hear from you by phone right now. So if you have roughly coming up at about 3 minutes after 5 p.m. Central Time, it is the live broadcast, and you can reach us right now at 844-322-2742. We would really love to hear your voice on this edition. So if there's some struggle in your life, or if you have a burning question out of the Bible that you just can't quite get the answer to, well, give us a call. That's why we're here, to serve you, our listeners. 844-322-2742. 2742. Well, Andrew, as we've mentioned before, you've been a close friend of this ministry for many years, and over the past several years, you have served on the Basic Gospel Board of Directors. Bob Christopher and I have been recently discussing the fact that the coronavirus has really impacted giving for Basic Gospel, and we truly need to see a strong outpouring of support to raise $50,000 between now and the end of the month to cover the costs of radio and other media. Now, this virus has really been tough on everybody, but we really truly need our listener friends to step up at this time. So, Andrew, would you have any words of encouragement for our listeners?
Well, absolutely. I would say, look, if you're a veteran of this message, if you've been following this ministry for a month, a year, a decade, now is the best time of all to really decide to support and lend your help to this ministry. It's not uncommon for a ministry to be struggling at this time. We've got a lot of chaos in the world. We've got a lot of fear out there. A lot of people are needing this trail of assurance that we've been talking about over the last while on the program. And so if it's on your heart, if you want to see us reach this goal of raising $50,000 over the next couple of weeks to really be able to go into the new month strong and stable and able to reach even more people with the love and grace of God, we invite you to go to our website at basicgospel.net. Again, that's the donate tab at basicgospel.net. Another way to get there really quickly is basicgospel.net/give. And it takes just a couple of minutes to partner with us, whether it's a one-time donation or you want to sign up monthly to be a part of our support team and give $5 a month or $50 a month, whatever it is that God puts on your heart. You might think, well, you know, what can I do? That's not a very big amount. Well, let me tell you, when 10 and 50 and 100 people band together and decide to each give, it really does go a long way. It really adds up. So don't sell yourself short. You are part of this ministry. If you're a regular listener, or even if you're new to us and you just realize, wow, I mean, this message is so Jesus-focused, and we're talking about the cross and resurrection every afternoon, again and again, leading people to Jesus. So we just encourage you to help us out and be a part of our support team. You can go to basicgospel.net.
Absolutely, and we would love to send you a copy of Bob's latest resource called Trail of Assurance as you make your gift between now and the end of September. Again, as Andrew said, basicgospel.net, a big prominent link right on the home page. Well, once again, the phone number, we'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. And Andrew, we had a brand new question that popped up from YouTube viewer Josiah, and the question is, should one be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or be baptized only in the name of Jesus?
All right. Yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, we're always wondering what's the best way. And you go to Matthew 28, Jesus says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And yet you can go elsewhere in the scripture and it's said a little differently. Sometimes there's no specifics given at all. But here's the bottom line. You in water baptism are simply celebrating your union with Christ. Yes. You're saying, I associate with Jesus Christ. I am in him and he is in me. And so let's have a birthday party, everybody. This afternoon at 4 p.m., I'm going to get dunked in that swimming pool. And when I come up out of that water, I want to see my friends there, my relatives who have seen my public declaration of faith in Jesus. And that's what it is, Bob. It is very much like a birthday party. Now, at a birthday party, you're not getting born. At a birthday party, you're celebrating that you've already been born.
Yes.
You know, at an anniversary celebration, you're not getting married, but you are celebrating that you've already been married. Well, that is what water baptism is. It's a public declaration. And so we don't have to get caught up in a certain word or a certain phrase. Look, if it's about Jesus, if it's about his death, burial, and resurrection, if that's what this act symbolizes, then there's a thousand ways to do it. And, you know, people over the decades, really over the millennia, they've debated, Do you sprinkle? Do you immerse? Do you dunk three times? Do you dunk one time? What's the best way? And at the end of the day, look, immersion does create a beautiful picture. There's no doubt about it. It creates a beautiful picture of death, burial, and resurrection. But as far as one dunk or three dunks or in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit or in the name of Jesus Christ, look, the focus is on this beautiful celebration and saying, I'm with Jesus and he's with me. I'm in him and he's in me. Vine and branches. He's my Savior. He took my sins away and he raised me to newness of life. And I'm so glad that you're here to celebrate with me at this special occasion. And that, my friend, is just, it's a party. And I believe that heaven is celebrating with us each time somebody is publicly declaring that they're in Christ. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And Josiah, I hope that's a help to you. And Andrew, I've heard that certain times of drought, some of the churches are just, for baptism, just dabbing the forehead with a wet cloth. So,
Well, living here in West Texas, we've seen our share of drought, but somehow we managed to get a few buckets of water to baptize somebody.
I hear you. 844-322-2742. Andrew Farley joining me. I'm Bob Davis. Glad you're with us. And this question from Steve. He says, my church mixes or teaches a mixed message of salvation. What is taught is that we are saved by God's grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone. But once you're saved, you are then taught that you must maintain your salvation by works and obedience to the Lord's commands, or you could lose your salvation. I find myself increasingly at odds with this teaching. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, Paul really takes care of this, Steve. When you look in the third chapter of Galatians, he starts out with some pretty strong words. I mean, he is freaking out about these Galatians and how they've been diverted, how they've been distracted from the gospel message. He says, you foolish Galatians, who has tricked you? And then he goes on to basically give them a quiz, and he says, how did you receive the Spirit? A, by the works of the law, or B, by believing what you heard? And of course, any Christian in their right mind would say, oh, well, it's B. The answer is B, believing what you heard. That's how I received the Spirit. Well, Paul says, okay, you got that question right, but hang on, because there's a second question. After beginning by the Spirit, are you now trying to perfect yourself by A, the works of the law, or B, again, by faith? And so he's saying, if you answered B for question one, if you said, oh yeah, it's all about hearing and believing, it's all about trusting, it's all about Christ, it's all about him, it's not about me, that's how I got saved, then Paul's question is, why have you switched answers for daily living? Why have you switched methods when you wake up on Monday morning and live life? His point is, look, it's Jesus from start to finish. You don't start by faith and then finish by works. You don't start by grace and then finish with human effort. You don't start by the Holy Spirit and then finish some other way. No, just as you received him, so walk in him. And so, Bob, what I love about Basic Gospel every single day is that this ministry is constantly proclaiming a consistent message.
Yes.
It is not a mixed message. And so I would encourage you, Steve, look, you're free to express yourself. And if you have a concern, you can express that in love. You can approach the leadership and say, hey, you know, I've noticed y'all have been saying this. Well, here's what I think, and I wanted to share it with you and get your thoughts. And sometimes, you never know. I mean, sometimes God will really use that to get people thinking and go, and they may say, you know, I'll take a second look at that. Now, of course, there's lots of folks out there that might dig their heels in and say, no, I believe it's faith plus works. Well, you can dust your feet. You've done what you can at that point. But Bob, you know, the Bible tells us if we're sharing the truth, we share it in love. And that's what we've got going for us, that we don't have to convince anybody. We don't have to win an argument. We don't have to be right all the time. So there's a beautiful peace in Christ, and we can approach spiritual conversation in that way, knowing that whether 10,000 people agree with us or two people agree with us, that's not really the point. The point is, look at God's word, and the truth is always, always going to set you free. And here's the truth. It's Jesus from start to finish.
Yes, it is. And that's a good message, Andrew. Thank you for that. I want to remind our listeners that we love hearing from our Facebook and YouTube viewers that are joining us by the live stream every day. So we are streaming daily to both Facebook and YouTube, and you can link from the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. Click one or the other of those links to your favorite platform, and you'll be able to join us every day, top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, and we would love for you to join us by live stream. Next question from Tim. Question is, as Christians, are we required to go to church? Are we obligated? Please point to verses that support the answer.
Yeah, well, Hebrews talks about not forsaking the gathering together. And, you know, that's a very common verse that people will look at. In the 10th chapter, it says, don't give up. Don't give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So the idea here is don't give up on gathering. Don't neglect gathering. Don't forsake the assembling. But that's not meant to be some sort of a tablet of stone with a thou shalt on it, and then we start measuring ourselves going, well, how many Sundays this month have I been there? This is about encouraging one another. And this very passage, Hebrews 10:25, says that. It says, why are we getting together? To encourage one another. Well, there's nothing encouraging about taking attendance. There's nothing encouraging about putting stars on a chart. There's nothing encouraging about measuring other people and saying, where were you? And so we have to be careful how we approach this. I mean, first, you look at the early church, and they're gathering pretty regularly throughout the week, and they might gather in somebody's home, and there might be five of them or 50 of them. And, you know, fast forward 2,000 years later, Bob, and we've got this idea of church attendance. Well, it's got to happen at 10 a.m., and there's 1,000 people in the building, and everybody's faced forward for a sermon that lasts 38 minutes and music that lasts 22 minutes, and then boom, we're gone. Yeah. Well, that's not what Hebrews was really talking about. It's just saying, how about you maintain community? How about you put yourself in a place of receiving love and encouragement from other believers, because you're not meant to be a Lone Ranger Christian. And so you're hard-pressed to find a bunch of scripture passages that cause you to take attendance. I mean, it's just not there. But the bottom line, the spirit of Hebrews 10 is, hey, do you really want to walk through this life not fellowshipping with other believers, not knowing others who are in Christ? Of course not. We belong to one another in Jesus. So where two or more are gathered, there he is with us. So what a beautiful reason to gather in someone's home or a coffee shop or a church building or a Bible study or whatever it might be, and just be able to connect with someone who sees Jesus the way that we do. That's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely a beautiful thing. And, Andrew, thank you for that. We still have time on the clock, friends. If you have a question you'd like to get to us, and you're listening to the live broadcast at 18 past the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, well, give us a call right now, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. You know, in our latest resource called Trail of Assurance, Bob Christopher brings a message of encouragement and confidence in the provisions of God for his people, showing us that throughout the Bible, we are dearly loved. If you struggle knowing that you are secure in your faith in Jesus Christ, you'll want to read Trail of Assurance. Request your copy when you make your September gift to support Basic Gospel. And please remember that Basic Gospel really needs your support right now. COVID-19 has been brutal on this ministry and at the support of the ministry, so please remember that Basic Gospel needs to raise $50,000 by the next few days, the next few days before the end of the month, to keep our radio stations on board and pay the other bills that are associated with the ministry, just regular bills that just need to be paid. So anyway, we encourage you to click donate at basicgospel.net, and let's keep this good news coming. Again, that's basicgospel.net. And when you make that gift, we're going to send you a copy of Bob's brand new resource. It's called Trail of Assurance, basicgospel.net. Well, once again, another question. This is from Rick. Andrew, when listening to people at church or Christian radio, there seems to be talk about getting a fresh anointing from God, as if they had had anointing at one time and it lasted only for a little while. Now they need a refill. However, when reading the Bible, I've never come across that. Is there something that I'm not understanding, or they have not talked of the walk of power in God, of God in Jesus Christ? And Jesus's death. I'm sorry, stumbling all over that one. But anyway,
that's okay. Yeah, no, we've got the idea, and it's essentially about a refill. And I think we got to be careful there. You might get a refill of your sweet tea. You might get a refill of your Dr. Pepper, but you don't need a refill of the Holy Spirit. And let's talk about why, because, you know, in Colossians 2, which I opened this broadcast with, Bob, it says, in him you have been made complete. So that's part of what we need to understand in this. If you've been made complete, what does that mean? That means that when somebody comes knocking at your door, the door of your mind, that is, telling you, you need more. You need more of the Spirit. You need more spiritual gifting. You need more a portion, a new blessing, a second blessing, a new portion of life, or more of God's presence, or whatever. We can respond with Colossians chapter 2, in him I have been made complete. Now, there's more to this, because the New Testament tells us in a number of ways this important truth. In 2 Peter chapter 1, it says, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him. So I would ask you then, if you've been given everything you need for life and godliness, doesn't that include the Spirit? Are you still waiting for the Spirit if you've been given everything? Well, of course not. Everything means everything, and complete means complete. But we're not done. Ephesians chapter 1 puts it another way. It says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. So again, we need to ask, well, if I've got every spiritual blessing, am I somehow missing the Holy Spirit? Isn't the Holy Spirit a spiritual blessing? Well, I've got every blessing in Christ. So between being complete in Colossians 2 and having everything I need for life and godliness in 2 Peter, and then having every spiritual blessing in Ephesians 1, I think we have to conclude that the next time somebody comes knocking at the door of our minds telling us we need to go shopping for more of Jesus, for more of the Spirit, we can say, whoa, hang on, I've read my Bible, and Romans 8 tells me that if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they don't belong to him.
Right.
So it's all or nothing. If you have the Son, you have the life. If you don't have the Son, you don't have the life. There's no way that you have eternal life without having the Spirit of God's Son living in you. And Bob, just to know that we've been sealed until the day of redemption, that we have all we need, that he is enough, that we're complete in him, my friend, that is a beautiful message that we can drive a stake in the ground every day and say, I'm not going to be swayed. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be influenced or distracted away from the simplicity of Jesus as my Savior, my Lord, and my life. Now, the fact that Jesus is your life means that he is your everything. He is enough for every moment, and you've got all of Jesus that you'll ever need. Bob?
Absolutely. Thank you for those thoughts, Andrew. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition. I want to remind you that if you would like to start every day knowing that you are dearly loved by God, that you are a child of God, and that he will never leave you nor forsake you, I encourage you to subscribe to the Hear It, Believe It, Live It daily devotional. You can do that by going online to basicgospel.net. Right there in the upper left corner of the homepage, basicgospel.net, you'll find the word subscribe. And strangely enough, that's a link. We'd love for you to click it and become a member of the daily devotional. Hear it, believe it, and live it. We would love for you to partake of that and get your day started every day knowing that you are, as I said, a dearly loved child of God. Well, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Please remember, Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry, and we need your support to keep the good news coming. As always, you can make your gift online at basicgospel.net, and as you make your September donation, be sure to request your copy of our latest resource. It's called Trail of Assurance. Again, please make your donation at basicgospel.net, and remember, at this particular time, there is a vital need for support as the coronavirus has really impacted giving to ministries all across the country, including Basic Gospel. So again, go and make your donation today if you can at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the team, and with thanks to Andrew for being with us, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.